What happened to the promise? What happened to the promise that the post office made the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, and for whatever reason, by all indicators, they seem to have reneged on the promise again, but I still have to know what happened to the promise. Brother Dave, do you know what happened? Maceo, come on, you know everything. You know what happened to the promise, right? Sister Christina, do you know? Somebody got to know what happened to the promise. Down in Indy, Cody, do you know what happened to the promise? The post office made a promise to mail handlers that they were going to create the number of jobs to match the number of conversions. That's the promise that I want to know what happened to it. Where did it go? Did you just agree to do a thing and, as you do most times, decide, nah, we're not going to do that? What happened to the promise? You see, that promise is very important because the promise increases the membership in the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. What it appears, and I do say what it appears the post office is doing is, let me take you back to the original conversion. Let's go back in time, a short period of time, if you will. Let's go back to December of 2020, when there was a memorandum of understanding for additional mail handler staffing. The post office agreed to convert 5,288 MHAs to career status. Now remember, this memo is additional mail handlers, and it's very important that you understand that and keep that in your mind. You see, because based on this memo, December 24th, 2020, when the post office agreed to create 5,288, to convert 5,288 MHAs to career, they also agreed to create 5,288 additional jobs. That has not happened to the extent it was agreed upon. The post office, as they normally do, got slick with the numbers and decided, instead of creating these jobs as they agreed, they're just going to backfill jobs that they originally said didn't exist. And the reason I say they said they didn't exist is because if they did exist, then through normal attrition, MHAs would have been converted. So we're talking 5,288 additional mail handlers, and there should have been 5,288 additional jobs. Now, let me tell you why, on another level, that's so important. One, if they increase the total complement as agreed upon, that's going to have a very positive effect on several areas in the mail handler union. Let's go right to that branch president. Let's go right to the branch president. The number of members you have determine how much you get paid. The more members you have in your unit, then there's a chart. You can go to the Constitution or the bylaws and see the chart. The number of mail handlers you have in your union determines if you're going to be a top-tier paid branch president or one of the lower tiers. So it's very important that the post office maintain what they said they would do, and that is create the exact number of jobs that's going to coincide with the exact number of conversions. Another thing that this is going to hurt the post office mail handlers, if it's not corrected or done correctly, your prime vacation time is predicated on a percentage of individuals in the unit. So let me give you a quick example of what it is I'm speaking of. If the post office, let's just say in Columbus, Ohio, we picked up 150 MHA conversions. I'm just using numbers right now. These are not exact numbers. Well, that means if we picked up 150 conversions, whatever number of regulars we had, this 150 is in addition to, not a part of, the total number of mail handlers in a facility. When you look at the percentage of mail handlers that are going to be allowed off during prime vacation time, if the post office created the jobs they said they were going to create, that would mean there would be more positions in every unit. More positions in every unit will now drive your prime vacation time number of mill handlers off. It will drive that number up. So during choice months, when there's only allowed two people off, if the numbers are correct, that number should go to three. Or if there's three, you should pick up an additional person. If the union gets tenacious on ensuring that this document is followed to the letter, see, that's what will happen.
If I might address every branch president in the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, something to look at. All I'm doing is making a suggestion. Look at the total number of your complement during December 2020 when this memo was signed. Then simple mathematics, just add all the conversions and then add that number to your complement. That's where you should be right now. And I know I'm a stickler about it, but if you want an additional reference, all you have to do is go to the question and answer little statements signed by our national president, Mr. Paul Harrogan, and by Vice President of Labor, Catherine Attridge. Now, question number five, if that don't clear it all up for you, then I'm afraid I'll try something else. Question number five, will the facilities listed in the USPS provided mail handler conversion list be required to post new duty assignments equal to the number of MHAs converted under the MOU, additional mail handler staffing? And the answer is yes, as soon as practical. The Postal Service will post the necessary duty assignments in the listed facilities to increase the mail handler craft complement in accordance with the USPS provided mail handler conversion list. These duty assignments will be posted for bid within the installation. Any residual duty assignments will be filled in accordance with the filling of residual vacancy MOU. Now, again, if you picked up 150 conversions, you should have 150 new duty assignments in your facility. And if you don't, it's time you make a little noise. And remember, the information I'm speaking on this show at this point only deals with the first conversion. See, that's what the question and answer period I'm giving you a reference for lends itself to, the first conversion, December 24th. And I work in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm pretty sure there's not been 75 new jobs created. If you are working in Royal Palm Beach, I worked in West Palm Beach for a while, and Royal Palm Beach, you should have picked up 149 new duty assignments. Now, you got to be mindful when you do the research on this, because don't allow yourself to be swayed into everyone has a bid. Not the point of what we're looking at here. The point of what we're looking at here is to ensure you have the additional new duty assignments that is commensurate with the exact number of new conversions you had in your facility. That's what we want to look at here. That's what's going to give you the true number of mail handlers that the United States Postal Service should have, branch presidents. If you should check this number and find that it's not what it should be, in other words, when you check your complement and then add in the total number of conversions, the number of conversions, you're looking for that many new job positions. Because, see, that's what the memo said. For every mail handler converted, there's going to be a new duty position established for that person. So you want those numbers to match. And if they don't, again, I want to say contact me, because I'm sure I could help you work through a solution. But I'm going to say contact your local president and let them work that issue for you or assist you in working that issue. But if you need additional resources, you contact me and let's see what we can put together. And let me tell you something, for those who hear my podcast, I don't say that out of arrogance. I say that because I'm trying to demonstrate
to the National Postal Mail Handlers Union that I have a lot of work that I'm trying to dedicate to my craft, to my union. So when I offer to help branch presidents, I'm just sharing information. So please, no one take offense to that, because if we're all fighting for the same thing, does it really matter, you know, who gets the victory? You know, we could all do great things because it don't matter who gets the victory, right? So if you want to contact me, contact me. If that's an issue, you'll probably hear ways to address this on one of my shows. But listen, you got to stay on top of that, branch presidents, because the post office is always looking to maneuver out of something they agreed to do. And in this case here, the reason we had all those conversions in the first place is the post office totally neglected their managerial responsibility to conversions, to hiring, and to staffing. So you got to remember, the folks who didn't understand this in the first place are still there making decisions. So we're going to end right up again in that spiral where 9 years down the road, we're going to have to convert another 5,000, 6,000 because they just won't do it the correct way. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge, and I'm desperately trying to get information out to the National Postal Mail Handlers Union to let them know that I am a quality resource. Hey, have a good day.